Suggérer se dit to suggest. Qu'est-ce que vous suggérez? Et qu'est-ce que vous proposez? What do you...
Suggest ou suggest? Suggest.
Suggest. Yes. What do you suggest?
Suggest.
C'est un verbe régulier. Alors, il a suggéré...
He suggested.
Yes, he suggested. Et accepter?
To accept.
Once more. Accepter.
To accept.
To accept.
Accept. To accept.
To accept. Yes. Yes. Il n'a pas accepté.
He didn't accept.
Yes. He didn't accept. J'ai essayé de le faire.
I tried.
No. Essayer. To try.
Try.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I tried to do it. Right.
I tried to do it.
Right. Yes, I tried to do it. I tried to do it. La foule. Il y a une grande foule. La foule se dit crowd.
Crowded.
Crowd. Crowd. Crowd.
Crowd.
The crowd. Pour dire plein de monde dans le sens de grande foule, on dit it is crowded.
Crowded.
Yes. Crowd s'emploie aussi comme un verbe. It is crowded. It is very crowded here. Il y a beaucoup de monde ici. Alors, comment dit-on? Il y a trop de monde ici. Trop de foule.
It is too crowded.
Yes, it is too crowded. Yes, it is too crowded. Tous les deux?
Both.
Yes, both. Nous deux, c'est both of us. Littéralement, les deux de nous. Both of us. Vous deux?
Both of you.
Both of you, yes. Certainement?
Certainly.
Certainly. Certainly. Remplir, to fill.
To fill?
To fill. Il ne faut pas confondre avec tomber, to fall, ni avec suivre, to follow.
To fall, to fail.
Non, non, non. To fill, to fill. To fill veut dire remplir. Fill, F-I-L-L. To fill est un verbe régulier. Filled. To fill, remplir. Sentir, to...
Feel.
To feel, to feel. F-E-E-L. To feel, felt, felt. C'est un verbe irrégulier. Feel, felt, felt. Encore une fois. Once more. Remplir.
To feel, fill.
To fill.
Fill.
To fill. Et sentir.
To feel.
To feel. Tomber.
To fall.
To fall. Et suivre.
To follow.
To follow. To fall, tomber, est un verbe irrégulier. Fall, fell, fell. Alors, comment dit-on il est tombé?
He is fall. Fell.
He
is fell.
Hmm?
He fell.
Yes, yes. He fell. Et presque, almost, almost.
Almost.
Almost. Almost. Appartenir se dit to belong. To belong. Appartenir, to belong. Pour dire c'est à moi ou ça m'appartient, it
belongs.
Ça
belongs me.
À moi.
To me.
It belongs to me. It belongs to me. C'est à moi. Comment se dit ça ne m'appartient pas, ce n'est pas à moi?
It's not. Non. It doesn't belong me.
To me.
Oui.
Yes. Once more. It.
It doesn't belong to me.
Right. Yes. It doesn't belong to me. It does not belong to me. Belong est un verbe régulier. Belonged. So, it belongs to me. Ça m'appartient. Ça ne m'appartient pas. Ce n'est pas à moi. It doesn't belong to me.